The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? Kels Charles and Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Happy Friday to everyone, but especially to Cooper Robert Rush, undefeated, and soon to be father of two.
We love to hear that. At least someone's having a good time, because Mercury is definitely in retrograde, and someone needs to check the moon charts or whatever it is and tell me when the F we're done with this hellacious stint of events. It's just been, feels like everything's upside down right now, and I hate it.
I swear to you, I have been sick since the Tampa Bay game.
Oh, dude, same. I went and got another like wellness shot, like a vitamin B and D shot today. Like, I've been getting them like weekly. It's like, I'm sure I'm getting an unhealthy amount of nutrients in my body. It's like,
I think I need one of those like steroid shots, like at this point, because like it's not going well for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Well, I do want to dive into all the news and happenings. But all jokes aside, I'm sure you guys, you know, this is Thursday night. We're recording this. This just came out and you guys will see y'all tomorrow. And I'm sure you'll know all this by now, but former tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, Gavin Escobar, he passed away this week. He was, I guess, hiking or climbing, and there was an accident, and he and the person that he was with had to be recovered and were deceased. And it's just, man, leaving behind a wife and two young kids, 31 years young. He was just such a light, and it's a true tragedy. I don't know what else to say about it, and it's awful.
Yeah, condolences to his family. Everyone, send them your love.
Yeah. I was talking to one of his former coaches just like right after I saw it, because, you know, those guys are all in their film rooms and doing all the things. And it was kind of shocking. And he had just gone and become a firefighter and was working to get into that. And it's just, wow. I think unfortunately we've had way too many reminders as of late that life is precious, life is short, and whatever you do or don't believe in, I think, reminder to stop and think about the things that like really matter to you, and tell those that, you know, important to you in your life, like what they mean to you and that you care. Cause it's just, goodness, like time is a moving target, and it's just kind of unreal. And it's very sobering, and it's just really, really sad to see. So thinking a lot about the Escobar family, and I know you all are too. So anyways, definitely wanted to talk about that briefly. And I guess to lighten the mood a little bit, I do want to talk about the game, but if you guys feel like pouring your efforts into something positive and funny, but also productive, You guys know my disdain for special teams as of late. And
I wouldn't even say as of late.
That's fair. Totally fair.
It's a long-standing hatred, but it's like kind of lightning. Maybe. Right.
Correct. And so basically, I may or may not have made a promise, a statement on the Twitter. And I said, if you guys can raise $500 to an animal charity, I will personally buy a Brett Maher jersey. I don't even know if they sell them. So like, basically I have to go buy a custom one then I'll wear it all next week. So
I will need you to get that signed while you're up at the Star. So
I'm not even joking. I would do that. I actually think I would like call my boyfriend and be like, hi, I need you to do me a big favor and get this signed and tell him and like, let him write like horrible things to me on this jersey and just let me frame that so I can just, he can forever stick it to me, even though he didn't know that I've been, you know,
doesn't know that you guys have a beef.
I know, it's kind of pathetic on my part, honestly, if we're like really getting under it.
It's interesting.
Like I still enjoy it. So anyways, you can donate to that. It's on my Twitter. I know Meg retweeted it too. So it's pretty funny. You guys have till Sunday. There's about $300 left. If you guys feel like ponying up for a good cause and also some hilarity, I actually will, you know, sweeten the deal and at least attempt to get it signed and look like a total fool. so anyways, there's that. But
I just want him to write like money on there.
No, I know. Like he needs to be like Brett Maher money or money Maher.
Brett money Maher, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That needs to be what he says. And he's like, wear this with pride and suck it. Something like that. Although Lord knows he'd never do that because he's an angel. I'm trying to make myself feel better. As if he would ever do something like that. When he
I would love for him to like jump in on the joke and like start like trashing you on Twitter. It'd be great.
Does he even have a Twitter? Because that would be not hysterical when he was like, this chick has the worst takes. LOL, like go away.
I've heard of freezing cold takes all the time.
Yeah, he just like quote tweets everything I do and like sends it to freezing cold takes. And I'm just like, I have to like shut down my Twitter because I'm being trolled so hard by Brett Maher. What a turn of events that would be.
I'm kind of manifesting that now. So
yeah, I know. We might as well because this week has been nuts.
It would really just be the cherry on top.
It really would, man. You're not lying. Well, okay. I want to talk about this upcoming game. There's been a lot of talk around this week. You know, man.
I mean, thankfully, unless I missed something, I haven't heard a peep out of Jerry that I cared about.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He hasn't said any crazy things yet. But
at that time of this recording.
Correct. We still got time, baby. We still got time. So
he's going to say something egregious tomorrow morning when we put this out.
Oh, 100%, knowing him. So you got the 2-1 Cowboys against the 1-2 Washington Commanders. You know, by all intents and purposes, just on paper, this should be a matchup that the Cowboys can easily win, right? Well, that is indeed supposedly the case if they can go through and execute. There's a couple things that stand in the way of that. And I want to talk about them. I think deep down, Meg, that as much as I hate to admit this, the Washington Commanders game this weekend could be a trap game. Hold your ears. Hold on to your butts, kids, but I think it could be a trap game.
Butts.
I've never seen that movie, but I'm going to quote it anyways. Fun fact.
Classic.
Yep. And here's why. Because Cooper Rush is 3-0. There hasn't been a quarterback in Cowboys history that has started its first four games and won all four in a row. Hardly ever is any quarterback, let alone a backup quarterback, even a good backup quarterback, win four games in a row. And that would just, I mean, it'd be amazing. it'd be a miracle. He, like I mentioned, he's like the only one in this world right now that is seemingly not affected by Mercury being in retrograde. Maybe it's a redhead thing. I can't even speak straight, y'all. Like, I can't even talk. Like, I'm telling you, something is off. We are off kilter. Anyways, like, that in itself is something to consider. Also, Carson Wentz, yeah, he sucks, but like, he does have some moments in time, and he also has some weapons. So, you know, I don't know, man. I could also throw out the stat line that you have the most sacked quarterback in the NFL right now going up against the team with the most sacks defensively. So that's a fun fact for us, not him. So again, as I mentioned, on paper, this should be easy. Is not the right word, because I don't want to disrespect a team and call them easy, but it should be in the Cowboys' favor. But I am worried about the consistency and if they are able to pull through and get, you know, a fourth win under Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush. Here's my thing. Am I just missing the part where, like, anyone's talking about the defense of the Washington Commanders?
No.
Yeah, because they're a non-factor. That's why. Well, so yeah, they do have weapons. That is correct. But our biggest strength is our defense. And the way that they have, like, these teams just, like, falling over themselves and getting sacked and just, like, absolutely dominating in their performance up against, like, these little weapons you have, I don't think so, honey. Like, I'm sorry. I have every bit of faith that they can shut down that offense for, like, for the most part, really. Just, I don't see them getting high scores. I feel like it's going to be kind of a repeat of last week, honestly, if we're going to, like, look at it like that. Maybe we don't get as many touchdowns in return, but, like, we're not going to have to, and that's because our defense is going to have our back. That's just the way I'm seeing this game. I'm not looking past them by any means, but it's just, like, when I'm thinking about what people say about, well, you have to watch out for Washington's this, we're shutting down pretty sizable opponents. And I've watched them do it 2 weeks in a row, and I have every faith that they'll do it next week.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant, super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Yeah. I looking at last week against the Eagles, and I know that the Eagles are on a roll right now, which is not ideal for us kids, but you know what? We will take it day by day. You know, Carson Wentz, his performance, y'all, he was sacked 9 times for a loss of 58 yards. His, you know, attempts, 25 for 43, 211 yards. Overall QB rating was 71. Almost, I mean, it's just abysmal compared to even Jalen Hurts, who not too long ago, guys, we were making jokes about him being a running back. So here we go. And, you know, I look at like,
they started it.
To be fair, you're right. But I happily perpetuated it. And I'm pretty sure I made a joke about it last weekend, if I'm being frank.
I love it.
But I mean, you've got Jahan Dotson, the new guy in the house. You got JD McKissick. You've got, you know, Scary Terry. Like there's guys on this team, and that's only some of the receivers. And I haven't even named some of the big ones, but you've got Tony Gibson and you're in the backfield. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, man. Like, I think they have some things they can use against this Cowboys defense. But even so, I feel like Dan Quinn is savvy enough to scheme up things that are going to attack the vulnerabilities of this Washington Commanders offense. And when I say vulnerabilities, I mean the offensive line. They are struggling in that regard. My goodness, they have had injury after injury after injury. I'm pretty sure like they're getting to the point where they could play maybe even a third string at center potentially. Fun fact for you guys, Zach Martin's brother could even have some playing time in this game. So he could go, he's on the O-line. So, but he could go against his own brother, like not physically actually against him, but like, you know, get some playing time in the same game. So that's kind of fun. But if I am the Washington Commanders, I'm doing everything I can to protect Carson Wentz, especially when you have such a versatile defense. And it, I mean, I'm not even joking, you guys. I saw Tank Lawrence today when I was up at the Star, and I legit thought he was Dez Bryant for a minute because he's like lean. And not that he wasn't lean before, but like he's lean now. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, my goodness, like you look, I mean, he just looks great. And I have to imagine that's, you know, kind of helping him feel quicker, faster off of, you know, I'd be scared and trying to play as much 12 personnel as possible if I was the Washington Commanders and protect old Carson Wentz.
If anyone is not scared of this defense, especially after last week, you're in for a rude awakening, my friend.
I know. And I was actually, like I mentioned, I was up at the Star earlier and I was out there. I love how you can always tell it's Charles Haley. He starts walking across the field and it's so funny. He's just such a character. And he like, you know, lunges at guys like he's joking. And you saw one of the trainers like Britt Brown, like run around him, like to get out of his way, like, like has known Britt forever. And obviously he's like going to try to harass him. And, but he starts like doing some work with Micah and just that whole like position group. And again, like that to me is like so cool and refreshing and honestly exciting. Because Micah's still super young in his game. And to be able to be mentored by someone like the likes of like a Charles Haley, and granted, like Micah isn't your traditional like 4-3 defensive end. He probably operates a little bit more like the outside linebacker who has a little bit more of the versatility. DeMarcus Ware is like the easy way out to compare him to. But Micah, honestly, in my opinion, is just so he's even more dynamic, and they're just different types of, you know, pass rushers. But anyways,
what was his quote to, like the other day that was like, I could even be like pooping my pants and I would still want to be on the field.
I was like, this is how we know you're like, like such a dude thing to say.
I was dying.
He's like, I'm pooping my pants. Like, of course, like I,
Lamar Jackson could never. Okay.
Yeah, I just honestly laugh out loud when I think about the reporters who had to transcribe that and then post that on Twitter and formulate that tweet and hit send on a tweet about pooping your pants to your lots of followers. Like,
it's so good.
What a time to be alive. What a time.
Honestly, just the gift that keeps on giving, to be honest.
It's true. Like both on and off the field. Yeah. And so,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I think, to me, like that's a big area that I just feel like this team has exploited in previous games, but will continue to exploit. And I'm scared. Like, you got their offensive coordinator who's having his press conference, and he's like, yeah, I mean, like, whatever Micah is, like, he doesn't even know how to define him. Like, he doesn't know how to define the guy. Like, he's like, is he a linebacker? Is he a defensive end? Like, is he just, I mean, besides a unicorn, like, what is he, right? Besides terrifying, besides going to be in my quarterback's face all day. Like, that is scary. And
it's not just him either. Obviously, we talked about D-Law, but, like, I'm almost ready to pull my humble pie out of the oven and talk about Dorrance Armstrong here, because what a dominating performance he had last week.
All those homes.
Blocking a field goal. He was just all over the freaking place. And the way that, like, they had talked about him, I know I'm obviously going to be sensitive about it because they were just saying, like, he'll be better than Randy Gregory. And I have every faith that if Randy Gregory was on this defense, that he'd be doing the same things. But, like, they weren't wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I will say one of the continuing themes that I have seen from this team is the willingness to step up and accept and to take on the opportunity. And, you know, I think you can relate to this too, but, like, as a go-getter, I respect the hell out of that, where you sit back and you work your ass off day in, day out, and you're one or two guys behind the starter, right? You've got Dalton Schultz ahead of you. You've got, you know, Dak Prescott ahead of you. You've got a Randy Gregory ahead of you. You've got whoever it is at the time. Like, I could even talk O-line, right? You've got Tyron Smith ahead of you. The concept that you have a team that has lost some key players, either in the offseason, either in season due to injury, whatever it is. And then you've had guys come along, and even Dalton Schultz is a great example of that too,
who
have stepped up and not only just kept the boat afloat, but put wind in the sails and moved it forward, like, made progress, like, actually, like, helped the team. And I don't know, like, what's not to love? Like, it's not quite an underdog situation, but it kind of feels like, dare I call it, scrappy, and I'm here for it.
And I mean, we kind of talked about this, you know, when we were, you know, hoping we would, that the Cowboys would pick him up, Jason Peters, just like getting shots of him on the sideline, talking to literally everybody when he was, like, not on the field, and then getting on there and just, like, continually talk, like, touching base with his teammates after every play. Like, that is huge, especially for someone who's in development standing right next to you. Like, and you've played that position too. So it's just like, that is, it's paying dividends over and over for, like, that already after 1 week. I'm kind of blown away by him, and he's huge. Holy cow.
Massive.
I was, like, blown away by how giant this man was. But yeah, just to watch him with Tyler Smith and, you know, in the entire team touching base, like, that's so important to keep everybody on the same page. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, what this offense can look like this week.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be good. And, you know, staying on the topic of the offense for the Cowboys, another, you know, drill I watched them do is you had CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup out there. They had one-handed tennis ball, like, almost like juggling, if you will. And it was a lot about your reflexes, but I was laughing at first because I was like, wait, I think I showed you this.
Yeah. Cause I was like, the dogs would love this.
Literally. Yes. And at first I was like, are we doing this? Because CeeDee had, you know, let's face it, he had a couple of not great drops in the first part of that game last week. Like, you know, he did redeem himself, but at the same time, he did not do well at the first part. Like, we got to own that for what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this like a don't drop the ball drill? And then I was like, no, wait, this is 100% like reflexes, but also like helping their muscle memory. I mean, you saw the catch that CeeDee Lamb made. I made a joke about the, like, these one-handed catches happening in New York all the time, which they have off like for and against us, but like making it natural for these guys to be, you know, catching small ball, uncomfortable, weird situations and like making it happen. It's just like touching in, getting into their reflexes. Like I loved seeing that. And I've always been a fan of like the kooky drills, like Mike Pope tight end drills where they made them like wear like a bag over their head or whatever they did. Like that was wild. But yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like we got guys getting some good work in, and maybe I'm reading into things too much, but I think I feel good about our odds for this weekend, despite what I said about Bambi being a trap game.
Yeah, I mean, there's something I would like to see. I don't know if there's like any drills they do for this. There probably is. But there's something that I noticed just about the wide receiver play last week. Cooper was like throwing some fucking dimes. Sorry for cussing again. But I feel like that also deserved it. So there we go. But he was throwing some dimes. And there was just like a little bit of a lack of effort to get from like when they were receiving the ball, they're like looking to like they could have extended a little further. And I was just like, there's a little bit of a lack there. And I wonder if it was just like, I don't know if the defense was on him too much or if they just like weren't, you know, expecting him to like reach them in some way almost.
Yeah. I will say he really has had some great composure, and it's everything you can want and more from your backup quarterback. And, you know, I really do mean this sincerely. Like I'm happy for him. I'm so pumped for him. It's awesome. It's exciting. Like he has just come in and he understood the assignment like he did. And I'm pumped for him. Like that's gotta feel good. And he has kept his cool. He has just more than above and beyond risen to the occasion. And I think that's exactly what you need in backup quarterback. And he also like isn't taking this lightly, but he's not reading into all of the BS of like, oh, quarterback controversy, like what all the media has to entertain for the sake of, you know, filling people's timelines every day of the week, 5 days leading up to a game, right? And I mean, I think it's awesome. And I think we're starting to see that despite the fact that he was a bit of a journeyman, like, I mean, maybe Jason Garrett knew what he was talking about. Like, maybe he didn't know how to identify a quarterback. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Like, maybe he knew. Maybe he did.
There might be something to it. I just don't like giving him credit for it.
I agree. I know.
It makes me feel icky.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know what? I mean, I can't take away from him, like, how well he's stepped up in each game that he's played. I mean, he's doing his job. He's really holding down the fort. And, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to the game this weekend. I feel like the last two, I've just been like, oh God, anxiety.
Well, I think
I'm not looking past it, but I feel like it's like going to be an interesting ginger versus ginger matchup.
Oh my gosh. Someone named this like the ginger snap, ginger bowl, like the redheaded row down the like, what are we gonna name this? Oh my God, why did we not think about this sooner? Megan,
the tale of two gingers.
Megan needs to give Megan a glass of wine and let her pop off on Twitter and come up with some names, because we absolutely have to name this. Like I was talking to someone the other day, because I think you guys may know or you also may not know, because you would probably never know based on my social media, I actually went to SMU undergrad. I graduated there at least. And so pony up, they took a lot of my money. I should probably get a refund on my journalism degree because my grammar is awful. But I was talking to someone the other day about the Iron Bowl, SMU versus TCU. And he's like, oh yeah, I call that the Neiman Marcus Bowl. And I was like, wow, that's perfect.
That's better than the Iron Bowl.
I agree.
Iron Bowl is Bama and Auburn.
Yeah, it's the Iron Skillet. Is what it is.
Oh, well, that's also worse.
Somehow. Yeah. Like, I was like, what does a skillet have to do with anything besides, like, I don't get it. So,
yeah, no, Neiman Marcus Bowl is like for sure what it should be called.
I'm not even joking. Even Marcus, like just from a business perspective, we need to kind of glow up again after they had their bankruptcy thing or whatever happened.
Yeah.
Went and sponsored the SMU TCU game and it became the Neiman Marcus Bowl. That would be such a flex and it'd be hilarious. The
tailgating would be premium.
It already is. And it would just be glow up even more. Like it'd be egregious. And that's what I'm here for.
Yes. I want the pomp and circumstance of a Neiman Marcus Bowl, please.
100%. Same. All right. Ginger, well, someone get on that. Like we need a great name. I'm just going to turn my camera on. So you see this, Megan, as I hold my ginger cat, like my ginger boy is like being so needy right now. Like literally like in my arms, like, mom, what are you doing? Are we done?
He without a suitcase. So, you know,
he did. We'll have to ask Auntie Mego because I forgot to ask someone to pitch watch you this weekend. So we'll figure it out. Anyways, all right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it as always. Please make sure you are subscribed to the Blog and the Boys podcast, wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. Also come hang out, Megan and I. That sounds like a good time. Donate to the puppies and the kitties. Let me finish that thought too. If you want to see me in a Brett Maher jersey, that's on my timeline. Do that. And just also sending another, just for all of you guys that are affected by Hurricane Ian in Florida and, you know, the coastal areas, we are thinking of you. We are sending big hugs and prayers your way. Please just do something to help someone else out, help an animal out. And even if you don't live in Florida, it might not be a bad thing to just spread some kindness tomorrow because I feel like the world could need it right now. So maybe some random acts of kindness are in order. But in the meantime, come hang out with Megan and I on social media. I'm on Twitter at Kelsey_Charles. I'm also on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles, and Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter. I actually got back on there this week. It was exciting, thrilling.
You were off Twitter?
I really have been off on Twitter. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wow. I guess I've been so busy. I haven't even noticed. And I'm sorry for that, but okay. I look forward to all the all caps tweets this weekend. So,
can't wait to get back out there. Let's go team.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to leave you with the most important thing you have to know. No matter what's going on in the world, it's one thing that remains true. And Megan, that is
Dallas forever, Philly for never. Also Washington, you can catch these hands. Your stadium sucks. Bye.
It's the worst stadium on the planet Earth.
Thank God we don't have to go there yet.
I'm not even joking. Like, talk about poop. Micah Parsons, like, you would have no idea what to do with yourself in that little poop bin of a stadium. Okay, I'm on that note. Goodbye.
4 for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.